8:36 on Connect FM and your morning connection for a Friday. Bronson Rasmussen, our news director here at Priority Media, is in the studio this morning. Hi, Bronson.
Well, hello, Dan. It's the last Friday of this month, believe it or not.
Yeah, I was wondering what you were doing in here. I guess this is the day. Friday is the day that we get to have a review of the top stories in Tri-County Insider News from the past week. And it's been kind of an interesting week. So why don't you get us started here with a look at those top stories?
Our top story this week was a little bit of clarification that was put out by the Clearfield County Commissioners. Last week, there was a reported hunger strike at the Moshannon Valley Detention Center. It happened on last Thursday, April 16th, where an inmate, they got sick while eating lunch. And then there are a lot of reports that came out at that time. I believe it was by a site called Penn Live saying that it was because of the food. They got very sick, turned pale, was throwing up. And that led other inmates there to go on to a hunger strike. The commissioners came out and said that they spoke with senior staff there, and they told them that the inmate was just diagnosed with influenza, was treated, and then released. And they did say there was somewhat of a hunger strike. Around 50 to 70 inmates refused to eat dinner that night, but everyone ended up eating on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Right.
It was just that little bit of caution when somebody got sick when eating.
Yeah. And I think a lot of the original claims that were being put forward was by an activist group, which had been really against the detention center altogether. Yes. And so it seemed to be kind of an effort to stir up maybe a little controversy, and the Clearfield County commissioners had to kind of put things back in line.
Exactly. And of course, the staff there say they always test the food. They taste it themselves before giving it out just to even give even more of a sense of security to people.
It's very regulated, and I know they've got to toe the line on that thing, but I'm sure that became quite a story for the past week. What else do we have among the top stories of the week?
We have the latest update in a lawsuit between former Dubois Police Chief Blaine Clark and the city of Dubois, as well as former council members and the former mayor. This, which has been going through the court system for quite a long time at this point, has now been paused for possible mediation.
Okay.
So attorneys on both sides have agreed to pause this case as they go towards mediation, tentatively scheduled for June 23rd, and that will determine whether or not this case would or would not go to trial.
All right. So we'll see if maybe something can be worked out here in a couple months in that particular case. Another story that would be ranked among the top for the week?
Yes. Something that, from what I hear, you're not going to be participating in. But community days, it's going to be here before we know it.
Right. I need to explain myself. I know. Not that I'm against community days, but I'll be out of town.
Well, anyways, with community days, it's such a tradition here in Dubois. And at this point, all nine fire companies are working together. They're planning. They're trying to make this bigger and better than before, bringing in different varieties of music this year from things like country to an 80s tribute band, local talent, as well as those from further away, followed with some of everyone's favorites, including like the Jugglers, the Magicians, and they're really hoping to get community days to be better this year.
Yeah.
And with that, they're also looking at changing the parade route as well, just keeping it off of those main streets so that way they don't have to shut down traffic and then cause an entire backup throughout the city.
Yeah, okay. And just let it be made very clear, I love community days, and usually every 3 or 4 years or so, I'm able to attend with my family. But a lot of times it works out where it coincides with my vacation time. So
right in the beginning of June.
Don't judge me.
Oh, I think we all are, Dan.
All right, let's move to the next category. That is the most interacted with stories We can kind of keep tabs on that on our social media and on our website. So what were the stories that caught the most clicks, if we could say, this past week?
Well, over the weekend, there was a new brick and mortar business opened in Brookville. It's called Stray Cat Central. Mm-hmm. You might have heard the name before. They have been around since, I believe it was, 2019.
Okay.
But now they have an actual physical location, and that's on 100 Franklin Avenue, so right at the end of the street in downtown Brookville. Mm. And they're really just opening up this location to have a place to keep animals maybe overnight as they get them from like police or any strays that they find before they're actually given out to a temporary foster home before being adopted.
All right, super. Now that is the most interacted with story of the week. What do we have as a runner-up?
This one is a police case. It's a Reynoldsville man. He was accused of both physically and sexually abusing two children. It was 31-year-old Greg Whitehouse, and this happened starting in January when police received a child abuse report when an infant was taken to the hospital with a broken arm. When questioned, he said that he picked up the child and then they slipped, and then he later allegedly admitted to actually just grabbing the child, leading to that incident.
Mm-hmm.
And then in February, in a different case altogether, he was also accused of touching a juvenile victim, leaving visible injuries. So at this point, police have charged him with aggravated assault, aggravated indecent assault of a child, and endangering the welfare of a child. And he's currently being held at the Jefferson County Jail.
All right. A crime police blotter story. Mm-hmm. Not uncommon for that to be one of our most interacted with. What about the third most interacted with story?
This one I was surprised to see most interactive because usually it just doesn't do much. But this is a free breast cancer screening at Penn Highlands Du Bois.
Oh, uh-huh.
That's going to be happening this upcoming Monday, the 27th. And it's going to be done at the Penn Highlands Du Bois Center of Excellence. It's being hosted by Penn Highlands Du Bois and Life's Journey OBGYN. And they say that during this, experts will give you that free screening and will really see if you for breast cancer and really see if that's a possibility, if you have it or not. And experts do say that these can catch those problems before any type of symptoms show up. So it's really important to get these done, especially if you have history of it or anything in that in your family. And you can schedule your appointment. You can find out how to do that at connectradio.fm.
All right. Fantastic, Bronson. Well, we have reached that time of the Tri-County Insider News Week in Review when we get to hear Bronson's pick of the story of the week. And we're always excited to hear about it. So what do you have for us this week, Bronson?
For this week, I have an update on the Roundup at the Register. It was a donation drive done by Martins here in Du Bois.
Mm-hmm.
It's done every year where Martins lets you round up at the Register, and all that gets donated back to the Du Bois schools to go towards any types of snacks or things like that for students. So that way, those that don't have great meal options or might be a bit hungry have something at school that they could eat. So with this, Martins this year, they donated, it was $10,481.12.
Great.
That was close to $2,000 more from last year from what I was looking at.
Yeah.
And those at Martins say that they are the top performing store in our region and eighth in the entire company.
Wow. That is so good to hear. And that's a great pick for Bronson's choice this week.
I thought so. I had to deal with food, so there we go.
Hey, we're going to say hello to May on next week's review program for Tri-County Insider News. So how can you believe that?
I really can't. It'll be May 1st.
Yeah. Well, Bronson, have a great weekend. Thank you for the update.
Very much.